From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia is observing a National Day of Mourning Monday to honor 92 people who died when the military plane carrying them crashed into the Black Sea Sunday on its way from Sochi to a Russian military base in Syria. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but Russian officials say it was not likely that result of terrorism. Among the victims were 68 members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, a military choir, orchestra, and dance group that was to give a New Year's performance for Russian airmen at a military base in Syria. Mourners in Moscow lit candles, left flowers outside a concert hall where the group performed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is apparently not pleased with the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity. Mr. Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. decision to sit out the vote.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. India has successfully carried out a fourth test of its nuclear capabilities, the Intercontinental Agni missile, effectively putting China's northernmost areas within range of the Indian nuclear weapons. The surface-to-surface missile was test-fired Monday off the coast of the eastern Odisha state and splashed down near Australian waters. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with President Obama Tuesday. The visit comes 75 years after the attack by Japan on Pearl Harbor that launched the United States into World War II. A security analyst from Japan's Ritsumeikan Asia Pacific University doesn't believe Abe will make an apology for what occurred decades ago.
I do not think that the statement will be of apologetic nature, but more of mutually recognizing the unfortunate path and the process which led to the eventual conflict, and then building on the post-World War II cooperation, the two countries will further enhance their partnership. I think that's going to be the core of the message.
Speaking of U.S.-Japan relations, the two countries on Thursday held a ceremony marking the U.S. military's return of land on Okinawa Island to the Japanese government, the largest transfer since 1972. Okinawa was under U.S. occupation until 1972, hosts the bulk of the approximately 50,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan. Some local residents have been pushing for the U.S. presence there to end. Senior officials from China, Pakistan, and Russia will meet in Moscow on Tuesday to review what they perceive as a growing threat to their frontiers posed by Islamic State extremists in Afghanistan. The official translator for Russia's ambassador explains why they support the meeting.
Our contacts with the representatives of Taliban are limited to the task of providing for the security of Russian nationals in Afghanistan and also aimed at moving the Taliban towards joining with the process of national reconciliation.
President Ashraf Ghani's Afghan government will not be included in the talks and reportedly is questioning the motives of the meeting. U.S. General John Nicholson, the commander of international forces in Afghanistan, has said the overt contacts have served only to undermine the Afghan government and bolster the insurgents. Hundreds of peace activists began a months-long protest march from Berlin to war-ravaged Syria Monday to urge an end to the fighting there. Organizers of the Civil March for Aleppo said they expect to cover about 20 kilometers a day and take about 3 months walking through several countries. They hope to at least reach Turkey's border with Syria, and if possible, the Syrian city of Aleppo, the recent scene of heavy fighting. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.